Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
How's everyone doing today, guys? I'm about to eat right now. I just want to say happy Sunday. How's everybody doing? We got 400 people already. Let's go. Happy Sunday, everyone. I'm about to eat some food, but just wanted to stop by, see how everybody was doing. It's been crazy, guys. I have so many stories to tell, a lot of data I've gathered, a lot of data sets I've acquired that I'm gonna impart with you guys. Like, if you're fat adapted, how you're able to spare protein a lot better and be in a calorie deficit without training, without working out, and still be able to maintain certain muscle, skeletal muscle composition without losing it on 20 to 30 grams of protein a day. I don't suggest that much a day, but it's possible to be on that mat much, be a fat adapted and not lose muscle. So yeah. How's everyone doing? How's everyone doing on this Sunday? Nate, I had inflammation in my hands and feet. I'm tired. I got black under my eyes. Any suggestions? Get some sun, some vitamin D. You'll feel a lot better. Guys, so it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy because I was able to radically shift my body, right? From being fat, overweight, lethargic, which I will soon share videos of my befores, and I got shredded. Then from January to February, I decided I was gonna clean bulk and go into hypertrophy, and I did. And I'm sure a lot of you have seen the images, like the before and afters, kind of gnarly. Put on like, I went from 175 to 185 in terms of weight. And then I went to an experiment, which was because I was already feeling a little bit tired because I've already put my body through so much stress in terms of the metamorphosis itself from being like one shape and completely changing that genetic expression and switching it. Just took a toll on my body over a couple months, so I decided to take a break. And the break was also a test which I had, which I wanted to share with everybody, which was how much could I get away with in terms of keeping certain muscle, right, tissue that's healthy without working out, just by living an active lifestyle and working out maybe once a week. Yeah, and it's crazy. In 2 months, guys, I did lose 10 pounds. I lost 10 pounds. I'm right now at 170, which is crazy, but I'm still lean. And I was in Europe and I was actually incorporated gluten back on my diet because they said that European flour is better than American flour in terms of the soil it comes from, the water, the air, the essential minerals that are in the soil, how that affects the product itself. So what I did was I went in a calorie deficit, right? But I was eating high amounts of gluten, even those from places like Switzerland, which they say the quality water is great, and France. And I still noticed inflammation in the body. My body started aching again. I also reduced the amount of collagen I was putting into my system. And I noticed certain pains and tweaks that came back and resurfaced. But surprisingly, considering the amount of effort I put in terms of workouts, which was only 4 to 5 in the last 2 months, I kept a lot of muscle, skeletal muscle mass. And I'm gonna post the before and after on Twitter so you guys can check it out. So I'm gonna put the before image, which was in January, which we're in Breckenridge. We shot the Colorado vlog. I decided I was gonna pursue a clean bulking phase. So it's the phase one of clean bulking. So I'm going to share a secret with you guys, which is how to clean bulk, right? Especially when you've already switched your body in a radical way. There can be certain stresses on the body, and people don't take sabbaticals, right? And I realized that there is an importance in taking a sabbatical. And I wasn't being lazy, far from it. I was living a dynamic life in this 2 months, like walking a lot, doing a lot of dynamic stretching, eating healthy, and then going through periods of time where I wasn't eating healthy, but in a calorie deficit. And I've learned a lot about my body in the last 2 months. It's very interesting. So now what I'm doing is I'm gonna get back on my clean bulking cycle, and I'm 170, I recorded everything, and the game plan is to hit 190. The goal is 5 to 8 pounds of muscle mass in a 30 to 40 day time span. There's a lot of biohacking protocols that I'm gonna be implementing that I'm excited about, and there's a lot of training regimens of hypertrophy, which I'd avoided previously because my joints weren't strong enough and I felt a lot of pain in the small muscles. So all these things I'm gonna be sharing with everybody. I'm really excited. Yeah, it's awesome, guys. How's everybody doing on your end? Like, how, drop some, I'm gonna see some of the comments. I've been ignoring everybody's comments, just like ranting over here on my Sunday. What's your opinion on wheatgrass powder as a supplement? I think it's good. I actually just got some and I'm gonna start taking it, so I'm excited. Biohacker, yes, all day, guys. Potion reveal soon. I can actually tell you guys something that you can incorporate in your potions, but you have to not overdo it, because some people, if they overdo it, they can, and it's not a lot of people, but some people can develop insomnia. It's adding fresh ginger to all your shredder gourd, right? So the shredder gourd potion in the morning, especially when you're in an intermittent fast, right? What happens when you start fasting? Your body starts cooling, right? And you can start getting cold. And you'll notice that everybody's walking around in t-shirts and you're like freaking cold and you have to wear a hoodie. So what I do, I always chop up fresh ginger. And that's a key. Like, I actually apply that every day consistently, both in my day potions and my night potions, with fresh ginger. But you have to be careful, because if you overdo it, then it cannot be pleasant in terms of bowel movement. So, but that's something I highly suggest. And fresh ginger is completely different than ginger powder. I was also, guys, pro tip, fresh ginger on your meat. When I was cooking my meat and I was shredding, right, I realized that perhaps meat that was charcoal, meat that was high in radicals, free radicals, right, was not the most optimal, despite my personal preferences in terms of how like my meat cooks. So what I did was I boiled my meat and I made it really soft, and I always put turmeric, black pepper, but I always crack the black pepper, which has potentiating bioavailability, which basically means that it expands your blood vessels and you can absorb the nutrients of the food a lot better. So turmeric, you can boost about 2,000% just by adding black pepper. But here's the caveat, and here's what you have to you have to realize, and it's crucial. Potentiating bioavailability can go both ways. It's a two-edged sword. If you're cooking in Teflon, right, which is terrible for you, and you have these things that will never leave your body, and you're adding black pepper to that, you're gonna potentiate that which is bad. If you have gluten with a lot of glyphosate, you're gonna potentiate that which is bad. So you have to be extremely careful, right, guys, when you add black pepper, that everything is well. You're not cooking with vegetable oils, you're cooking with ghee, butter, cast iron, low temperature, only meat, salt, fresh ginger. So what I like to do is I'll beat my meat, not that way, you know what I mean. I cut the steak, beat it, and then I slice it, and then add ginger in between the cracks and crevices, and that will aid in digestion. After that, pro tip is shredder gourd, right? Never combine liquid with meat at the same time, and then go on walks. So I just dropped some alpha. I'm about to eat some food. I'll actually show you guys what I'm about to eat. You guys are about to trip. Let's see. Boom. Yo, check that out. Check that out. Sheesh. Anyway, guys, just wanted to say happy Sunday. I was about to eat some food. I'm going to drop some free alpha. I'm going to drop my before and afters on Twitter, so check it out. And I'll see you guys.